From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting rebel commanders and opposition politicians are saying the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations concluded a meeting in Japan Monday, issuing a joint statement on the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. They called on all states to pursue a peaceful settlement of disputes, expressing opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions. A Taliban suicide bomber on Monday struck a bus filled with army recruits in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the blast killed at least 12 people, wounded 38. The violence happened near Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. A ceasefire in Yemen that took effect Monday is generally holding, despite what a United Nations spokesman calls pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks that are set for next week in Kuwait. A Brazilian congressional committee Monday recommended that President Dilma Rousseff face impeachment for alleged corruption. The panel voted 38-27 in favor of the motion and will now send its recommendation to the lower house. A two-thirds majority is needed there for a trial in the Senate. The lower house is expected to vote within a week. Political observers say the outcome is too close to call. This is VOA News. One of the biggest U.S. investment banks, Goldman Sachs, agreed Monday to pay the government $5 billion in penalties for selling financially questionable mortgage-backed securities leading up to the country's financial crisis in 2008. Eric Schneiderman is the Attorney General of New York.
This settlement will help thousands of families with principal forgiveness get to obtain write-downs of their mortgage debt so they can avoid foreclosure and stay in their homes. It will help to finance multifamily affordable housing projects. It will fund land banks and local code enforcement efforts and is really another major step in the fight for justice.
Goldman Sachs admitted it did not share with investors certain troubling information about the loans. Police have arrested more than 400 protesters who were demonstrating by the U.S. Capitol in Washington against the role of money in politics. U.S. Capitol Police said the demonstrators are being processed under mass arrest procedures. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency will not engage in waterboarding of suspects, even if a future president orders it. Following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., the CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terrorist suspects to give up information. But President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009. He said most of the procedures amounted to torture. Principal Deputy Anne Skuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Zika virus is, in her words, a bit scarier than we thought. She appeared with Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci Monday at the White House press briefing. Officials say more research they learn about Zika, the more concerned they are about the neurological effects and long-term complications from the virus. They outline new findings that show Zika is linked to a broader set of pregnancy complications that go beyond the much-reported microcephaly.
We've also learned that the virus is likely to be a problem at much of the pregnancy period, not just probably the first trimester, but potentially throughout the pregnancy.
Dr. Anne Skuchat. U.S. President Barack Obama says the worst mistake of his presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath of the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Libya has been in chaos ever since Gaddafi was ousted. Mr. Obama reflected on the highs and lows of his two terms in the White House in an interview with Fox News. He said his biggest accomplishment during his seven-plus years in office was saving the economy from a Great Depression in 2008-2009. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.